There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Good to have you on board here on VSiN. It is Follow the Money. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live with you downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. We start this hour off talking some NFL as we welcome in Ben Lieber for season prep here on VSiN, former NFL player for a decade now with KFAN up in Minneapolis. Ben, good morning. How are you today?
Oh, I'm great. Good morning to you guys. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, doing really well. Good, really sure. We were talking about rookie head coaches in the previous segment, and I happen to be ultra high on the Vikings this year. I bet them several ways to go over their win total to make the playoffs. I also have O'Connell to win coach of the year. Am I a little too optimistic about this team this season?
No, I don't think so. I would definitely take the over on the win total. I think that's something that we talk about a lot here locally. It's just we can't believe that's the line for the win total for the Vikings, just looking at their roster alone, you know. And historically, the defense has never, you know, been bad for consecutive years. So just the probability of having a better defense is automatically going to propel this team to be, you know, close to, if not a playoff team without any changes. And so then you throw in Coach O'Connell and his staff and what he's going to bring. And there's, I think everybody around here is saying, we are absolutely a playoff team, if not, you know, making a push for the playoffs, which is crazy to think about with a 37-year-old rookie head coach.
Yes. What's the talk there about anti-Green Bay? Do the Packers take a step back also with the young wide receivers?
You know, I think so. You know, I think that's part of the equation when we talk about the Vikings is that, you know, there is the thought that the Packers are going to be down a little bit. If anything, they're going to start a little slow, and we start with them on September 11th, the season and home opener at U.S. Bank Stadium. So there's a lot of just, you know, predicting that, hey, they're not going to be up to speed. You know, we're going to hit the ground running a little bit more than them. They're going to have to deal with our crowd noise and all that stuff. And, you know, they may end up salvaging somewhat of a season, but I think it's going to take them a little longer. You know, I think everybody looks at Chicago as a down team, and you never know what you're going to get out of Detroit. they have, you know, take away what they're doing on Hard Knocks and how much everybody loves the head coach and what they're doing there. They played the Vikings tough last year.
Yeah.
You know, beat them at their place. They beat the Vikings in Detroit last year, and it was a game winning drive and pretty exciting finish. They play the Vikings tough. We're going to have to match their physicality for sure.
Yeah. Do you think the Bears are as bad as like a lot of bettors think, and a lot of people out here in Las Vegas and some, you know, nationally, where we're talking like maybe bottom three teams in the entire league?
Yeah, you know, I'd hate to say that and really, you know, overlook them and count them completely out, but there just hasn't been a lot of buzz, you know, out of their camp. And depends on who you talk to. You know, I saw the stat the other day that I think Justin Fields finished the preseason with the highest passer rating. So, you know, take that for whatever it is. I think that he's going to be better, but again, who you're really throwing to, you know, Mooney might be the best receiver out there. I think that he's a high end player, but outside of that, you know, you pick up Byron Pringle, who was just a role player with Kansas City. N'Keal Harry, who, you know, he was an outcast with Belichick. I mean, there's really not a lot of weapons on the outside. And David Montgomery really hasn't shown that he can be a consistent, you know, kind of power rusher that they look for in that offense. So I really don't see Justin Fields just willing this team to score a bunch of points and win games.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Ben Lieber, our guest, former longtime player in the NFL, now with KFan up in Minneapolis. He's on Twitter at Nacho Lieber. Great handle, by the way. And again, yeah, one of the reasons why I'm super excited about your team is just I look at this offense. I hear Justin Jefferson's comments about watching Cooper Kupp last year, and he was so wide open. And, you know, Zimmer, who I used to like, you know, they get rid of him. They bring in O'Connell. I think the offense is going to be, you know, ultra talented this year and score a lot of points. But now Alexander Mattison is on the block. I'm guessing that's because of rookie running back Ty Chandler and how he's looked in the preseason. Does a trade happen soon, you think, with Mattison?
That's a great question. You know, I don't know. You know, there's the one thing that we did not see out of Kene Wongwu and Ty Chandler was a lot of third down blitz pickup. You know, there's just not a lot of third down blitz pickup in the preseason, and you're not bringing a lot of heat defensively. So that's my one question mark is, did those two guys flash and really get downhill, especially Ty? Yeah, absolutely. Everybody's like, wow, game one. It's like, who is this guy? We knew that he was fast and we knew he could do some stuff. We knew last year Kene had two kickoff return touchdowns for us, so we knew about his speed and his ability to get vertical. But we never really saw them, you know, pick up the blitz, catch balls out of the backfield and all that stuff. And that's the stuff that Alexander Mattison does really well. I mean, he is very stout. He's very smart. You know, I think every year he's getting better and better with his vision and his running style. It just seems like he was really kind of big and bulky when he came out of Boise State. And now every year he's kind of slimmed down just a little bit and kind of increased his foot speed. So I still think that the limited snaps that we saw Mattison, he was very solidly the number two to me. I've seen how he can step in when Dalvin goes out, and Dalvin is probably, you know, historically going to miss a couple games this year, just mm-hmm. the way his injury history has been. So the most reliable guy to me is Alexander Mattison. But that's not to say that, hey, if they get a decent value out of him in a contract year for Alexander, it might be the best of both worlds where he can go and shine someplace else and hopefully get a fat second contract and the Vikings get some draft equity. So it could be a win-win situation, although I'd still have my reservations about both of those backups in a number two role.
It's interesting because you played the game and played for three different teams. What do you make of the Brady story in Tampa? I know he said I'm 45 and a lot of stuff is going on, but was it planned? Did they know it was coming? When is it coming back? If that plays in the locker room, a big deal, or more, it's a bigger problem could be they keep losing offensive linemen every day.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is the offensive linemen. I mean, I've never been around, you know, Brett Favre is the closest guy that I have ever been around that had played that many years in the league and had that much clout.
Uh-huh.
And I believed when he said, hey, I need to take some time off, or I don't necessarily want to go through all the training camp. Nobody batted an eye. It's like, hey, Brett, you do whatever you want to do. You know, like you kind of earned that right. I'm assuming a lot of guys in the locker room are thinking the same thing with Tom. And, you know, he's definitely, he knows how to get himself ready. He, you know, obviously very outwardly with his TB12 method, and it's worked so far. So why not trust that he's going to be ready to go when the season starts? The biggest question mark is, and I'm sure you guys have talked about it with offensive linemen. It's chemistry. It's, you know, Mark Schlereth even talked about it the other day. It's like, it's the one thing that everybody has to play in unison. And mm-hmm. it's so vital that everybody takes the right step at the right time. And you can't have a lot of weak links, and you can't mess up on these plays as a unit. And with those guys missing so many offensive linemen, I think that's the biggest issue, because Tom, he needs a running game. He's got to have a running game. And no quarterback is successful, especially with his age and the way he's sort of statuesque. Any sort of inside pressure, it's over for him, you know?
Yep. Hey, Ben, we saw a tweet that a little while back, earlier this month, you were digging yourself a hole on your morning show on KFan with the bets. But there's nothing like having a golfer win a tournament to dig you out of that hole and get you into the positive, huh? You had Patrick Cantlay recently. That's a good feeling.
Yeah, man. That whole thing that we do with a lot of our golf bets, it just drives me crazy, because it started off as such a fun deal where we had, you know, I don't know, maybe 10 or 12 guys in it. And then it got really popular, and we just kind of invited every contributor to the show. And all of a sudden now we're, you know, 17, 18 people deep. And although the pot gets really big, it's like, all right, if you're the 16th person picking, the chances of you actually winning are pretty slim. Mm-hmm. So I was pretty down on it. And then, I got lucky and won the bet. I went from the bottom of the group as far as wins and losses. Now I think I'm up to sixth in earnings for 2022. So, you know, the football season's not over. A lot of betting to happen. A lot of college football betting to happen. So hopefully I can climb out and get to the top of the list here.
Are you betting on or against K-State this year?
I'm betting on K-State. Come on now.
Okay.
Like, yeah. Oh yeah. I love what Kleiman's doing. I mean, Deuce Vaughn. I mean, I hope everybody continues to look at him and say, oh, who's that little guy? That's so cute back there. I mean, he's gonna toast you for 200 yards.
It's great. Good luck to the Wildcats and to the Vikings as well this year. I hope they come through for me specifically. Follow him on Twitter. He's at Nacho Lieber, part of Power Trip, the morning show up on KFan in Minneapolis. Ben, good talking to you. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys.
Thank you. That was a good answer on Brady. I mean, I don't care, you know, what he looks like and all this other stuff. He's not there, and you're losing guys left and right with the offensive line.
Well, that's going to be
it won't stop.
Yeah. Yeah,
you were gone for 2 weeks.
So do you notice, though, Paulie, that going back over the years, once this starts with a certain team, it just snowballs the entire year?
Yeah, you're right.
Look at Baltimore last year.
Yes.
I mean, it was the year after the Super Bowl for the 49ers when they lost to the Chiefs.
It wouldn't stop.
It was just bam, one right after another. And it started, I think, in the preseason, and it just continued every week. Look, they lost another guy, and there goes another guy. So that offensive line, I think, clearly is, at this point, you have to be concerned. Have to be.
I think you have to take Saints division, too, as we've done. I know Allen and Winston, but it's they own them, too. That's the other thing.
Yeah, head-to-head.
While they've done against them in a regular season.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We will recap last night's betting action. I mean, you want to talk about how does this happen in Major League Baseball. If you had this team in the first five and you lost, just take a lap today. That's coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Some Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
U.S. Open start with a bang. Good performance by Serena. She moves on, but an upset to start. Halep got beat. And the gal, the opponent who beat her, was 10-1. And takes her out after losing the set 6-love. How about that?
It also stings for Nigel.
Yes, it does. Angels plus 155 beat the Yankees 4-3. Yankees have to go 15-18 the rest of the way to get the over for the season wins. Tough schedule. Can't hit.
Oh, that's right.
Cannot hit.
You have the under, don't you?
Yep. That could get interesting. Diamondbacks plus 165. Give it up. Give it up to the Diamondbacks. That's four in a row now. Vicious beat in that game. More on that coming up. Dodgers, by the way, won. Their magic number is 15. 89-38. Still with all the injuries. 27-8 now, I think, to break the record. Something like that.
But you're 51 games over 500 at this point of the season.
Yeah. Lunacy. Ugh. Subscribe. Be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos and the tweets. Let's go to Italy. Hey, come vanno le cose? Molto bene. Look at this. What a scene. You've been there. Look at the steps go right down to the water. What do you mean? How about that property? You'd like to live there? Start your day off with that? Oh, that is beautiful.
I mean, I could talk about my trip to Italy 4 years ago for an hour. It was the best 10 days of my entire life.
Really?
Oh, not even close.
That is strong. There you go. That is awesome. Let's go to house porn. Let's do it. Good follow on Twitter. Look at this setup. It's like kind of a movies, like a Game of Thrones type thing. With the houses like in the woods, and look at the waterfall.
I think that's Kingsbury shack in the woods.
Oh, man.
Like two or three of them.
Look at the waterfall with the pool and the, wow. Art Vandelay would be proud.
That is ideal.
It is. Let's go to a dog video. I love it. Send them in. We'll put you on television. The dogs are helping out, jumping rope. The dog's holding them. There you go. Everyone get up here. Huh? Let's go. Your turn now. Everyone's jumping rope and the dog's helping out. That is awesome. So good. There you go. Get up there. No problem. Piece of cake. So creative. One, lose some. Well, the Knicks signed Barrett to an extension. We're not going to get... Is Mitchell going to stay put, or he's not going to the Knicks?
I would rule the Knicks out at this point, yeah.
Would you? Yeah, yeah, other probably. People are as well. After all this talk, Mitchell, Durant.
I still think Mitchell could go somewhere.
He's got to. It's a total rebuild. It's also important to the win total, though, as well.
Yeah, because they opened like 31.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I know. Because they're supposed to be in tank mode with what's happening. A couple lose some. We're living in a society. Please send these in. Shame these people. Look at this. Feet on a plane. Right away, barefoot. There you go. Unleashing the hounds. Unfortunate. What a sad state of affairs. People have to endure this on their flight. Oh, no. All the way up on the plane. Feet up against the wall. God. This was sent in from prop. Lose some in a bad beat. My buddy had a hole in one this morning playing golf. You see the truck up on the hill right next to the hole. He hits the hole in one. He goes, that's it. I got it. I win the truck. It was for the afternoon crowd. In the afternoon outing.
Yeah.
Well, how many times you get number one, get a hole in one, unless you're John Smoltz, which is a regular occurrence. Number two, you get the hole in one, and then that's...
I don't know what to say, man. Oh. I mean, that you think you have it, and then you find out, wait a second, no, it's for a tournament coming up after this one.
I see the truck. I see the sign, right? Oh, it's for the afternoon crowd. Yeah. Come on, bad beats. Who had the Phillies in the first five? 7-0 in the bottom of the fourth. They can't get the money. Diamondbacks erupt in cash. Pirates plus the run and a half. 5-3, bottom of the eighth. Brewers tie it, and they hit a walk-off two-run job to cover the run line.
They got the Burns last night.
Yes, they did. Cubs were 2-1. 4-0 in the bottom of the seventh. They got beat in 11. 5-4. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Log in, get a 20% profit boost on MLB every Tuesday. Learn more at BetRivers.com. There you go, baby. Always fun. We're 9 days away from the start of the NFL season. Updated numbers. Survivor, 3,300 and change. Circa Millions, 2,400, almost 2,500. I think last check, 800-900 at Westgate down the street. What do you think here, huh? Overlay? This is, you're telling me they're going to get to six? They're going to get to 6,000 or 7,000 here with Survivor?
Oh, yeah.
You do? You're that confident?
Yeah, we're going to get to, because they
that's a big push in a week and a half.
In fairness, though, we have 12 days until...
That's, yes, right.
So people can still sign up.
Very true.
But I still think we get to 6,000. No overlay in Survivor, but there's...
Circa Millions.
That's going to be an overlay.
Yeah.
That is going to happen.
Yeah.
No, there's no question. I mean...
Without question.
Do they get 5,000? Yeah. I think that's the question. They're a little bit more than halfway to 5,000. That's where I think they might be up against it.
Okay.
So, what's your plan of attack? How many are you going to get into this year?
But yeah.
Are you going to do Survivor?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Are you doing Millions?
I was going to ask you about, both. I was going to ask you about Survivor. If you only had one, who would you go with week one? I mean, this is a there's a tough call. Are you throwing out road teams? Do you want the Bengals? I mean, boy, that is tough. Week one right off the bat.
I don't know. Do you want the... And I like the Bengals this year because I think they got, I mean, their biggest weakness, they improved tenfold. I mean, adding three offensive linemen right away last season. Do you want to take a divisional team against that kind of a defense? And I'll just throw it out there, coming off the Super Bowl loss.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to go to war with that.
Okay, fine. But fair. But then who do you, Colts, 49ers? Saints, Ravens, Joe going against Flacco.
You mentioned one of the teams. Do you want to do Colts?
I got a bad taste in my mouth 3 years ago.
Don't do,
right off the. I was in it. I lost right away. I hit the Colts. Phillip Rivers lost to Jackson.
I was going to say, based on their history,
yeah,
divisional games when they're huge favorites twice now, last 2 years. I mean, I don't know if anybody had the Colts left last season in any Survivor pools to use them against Jacksonville, but they were embarrassed in that game.
Yeah.
And then go back, like you said, you got bounced right away. How many, are you going to do one entry or more?
I'm debating. I'll do more than one, yeah. But Broncos Monday night. It's up to 6.5 now. That's another one. Boy, this is tough.
Yeah.
God, this is tough.
There's no way I'm going to do the Eagles.
No chance?
Not in Survivor. Right. There's no
okay.
way.
Okay, all right.
I'm not doing that one. They'll win 38-10, but I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a part of it. The Niners, So are we going to, like, if you go back 3 weeks, we all thought, like, before the preseason started, like, the Niners were going to be, even like 2 weeks ago, Niners were going to be, like, clearly the number one team in survivor pools. Is that the case today? Or are people now a little gun-shy with Trey Lance? Or Garoppolo?
Well, Fields also looked awesome in the last game. Yeah.
Garoppolo went to Chicago last year, and the Niners scored like 33 points, and they look very good on offense.
I think your top two choices are going to be the Saints and the Ravens.
I think Ravens are climbing, quickly climbing with how many people are going to take that team.
Yeah.
Saints are intriguing.
Yeah, but Niners will be on that list as well. So that's part of the storyline. You know, what's going on with the contest and also Survivor Week 1. And the other one, as we mentioned briefly last week, is the Week 1 angle here with number one. It's only happened twice going back. The defending champs are dogs at home Week 1 to start the season. The support for Buffalo. And it's only happened 11 times since 2006. Eight times since 2006, where teams won 11 games or more, yet they're home underdogs. And it's three alone in Week 1. Arizona, that's up to 3.5 now, catching points against the Chiefs. Cowboys, and then that Ram game as well to start. So it only happened to the 2002 Patriots, defending champs, dogs at home Week 1, beat the Steelers, blew them out. And then the Broncos, when Manning retired, Simeon beat Carolina. Okay. In that game to start the season.
Have you noticed at all how Super Bowl winners and losers do ATS in Week 1 going back? I have the numbers right in front of me.
The home team has been great.
It's pretty impressive.
Home team, yeah.
No, just the Super Bowl winner.
The Super Bowl, yeah.
That's it. In Week 1, they're 14-5-2 ATS going back. The Super Bowl loser in Week 1, 5-16 ATS.
Oh, wow.
That's a gigantic swing.
The Super Bowl loser. Awful week.
5-16 against the spread. Bengals, big favorites at home.
Good. Good angle. Way to dig that up right away. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Kick off college football with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Join Bet Rivers every Saturday of the college football season for a 20% profit boost of at least three legs with the parlay profit boost. New promotions, house specials, great props every day. Your go-to book. Download the app or go to BetRivers.com today. It's a whole new game.
Do you know who you're going to go with in Survivor?
No, God, no. Oh, please.
A lot of time. Let it marinate.
Yeah, something could happen, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm still I tell you, you never know. COVID, something could happen.
Oh, between now and then?
Absolutely. That could still happen. After what we've seen with some of the preseason already stuff.
Up next, MLB Network went out of their way yesterday to suggest this race is not over. Might find it a little surprising. Details on that coming up here in Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Football season, and bettors know this is when the money is made. Nobody knows football like VSiN, and now's the time to become a subscriber and get all the college and pro football guides, over 100 pages. The NFL guide is out. Talked about it earlier. Only VSiN subscribers get all the tools to prep for the college and pro football season. Sign up early for the discounted rate of $175, both guides, and access all the way through the Super Bowl. Join us for $40 a month and see everything VSiN has to up your betting game. VSiN.com/subscribe. One person sent a text saying, I might take the Chiefs Week 1. If you have multiple entries, why not? Because the Chiefs get there, anti-Arizona, although Kingsbury's been good to start. They falter late and then hope for carnage.
Okay.
And it get maybe not crazy stuff happens Week 1.
I want you to add on top of this, though, that during the break you said, bam, that's exactly what I was thinking. That was your reaction.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you've been pondering.
I already bet him Week 1, right.
But you don't want,
I thought about it.
So you didn't want people to know this, huh?
No, I was fine. I was going to say
you're okay
it.
With it? Okay.
I was going to say
so
it.
So give me the angle here then. Why Chiefs right away Week 1? Because it's a, I mean.
No one's going to pick them.
I think that's probably the key.
Hope for carnage and breaks also in Week 1 with all these big favorites and popular picks. right?
Are you concerned, though, that you're going to burn the Chiefs in week one?
Yeah, I was thinking, yeah.
But,
yeah,
please,
look at the schedule.
Pop their schedule up. Because
pop it.
If you, like, let's say you do use them in week one.
Yeah.
Okay, you get it out of the way if it's a winner. If you don't use them in week one, when are you going to consider using the Chiefs?
Week 10, Jags, maybe Titans, quarterback change by then.
I'd say maybe week 5, Raiders right. Before then.
Oh, no.
No?
I wouldn't use
them. You don't
want to
do that? No. Okay, no. So then if you poo-poo...
I got knocked out of another one a couple of years ago when the Raiders went to Kansas City and beat them.
That's right.
It was the
42-34?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so if you poo-poo week 5...
I poo-poo it.
I think the first time that you can look at using them would be week 10 then.
Yeah, fair. Yeah. Not using them at San Francisco.
That would be a good bullet they have in the chamber, though. Week 10 against Jacksonville.
Yeah.
But how many people are going to save them for that week?
I didn't bring my circus schedule, but that's to see what's going on in week 10. But that's yeah, you never know. That's going to, you know, everything changes. My God, look at Christmas. It can change in a New York minute. Like, oh, everyone's saving this team, and then all hell breaks loose, right? Colts, COVID breakout, and
yeah.
Arizona, the hot team, how they lose that game.
So I mapped this out last year. I spent countless hours putting together the entire... I did the Merlin reversal. I did everything I could, right, to get them, and I stuck to it, right? I was trying to burn one early by going with the Falcons and stealing a game against the Eagles. Well, that cost me.
Sure.
On my other entry, I did win, but in week two, like, I looked at it. I thought I had maybe two, tops, three spots to use the Seahawks. I'm like, I'm going to use them in week two. Not a lot of people are going to be on them against the Titans. Blew a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter for the only time, I believe, in Russell Wilson's history there as the quarterback. And you bowed out.
Yeah.
So I stuck to my guns right away, but guess what? 2 weeks in,
right.
I'm just completely bitter.
You know what? Deep dive, there are not a lot of opportunities week 10. And one of them sticks out big time is Chiefs at home against Jags.
Uh-huh.
Tampa Bay plays Seattle in Germany. Auf Wiedersehen. That's another one. But other than that,
Rammstein.
there's not a lot of things that jump off the page there.
Oh, Duhast.
I mean, that's, wow. Good. It's fun already. Can't wait.
Okay, so MLB Network yesterday, they went out of their way.
Okay, very good.
To tell us that the American League MVP is not over with.
Multiple shows. And these are guys who have votes, too. So they are saying, even though you look at the betting odds, and I see Ohtani 6-1 now, and it's funny, they both had home runs yesterday, and then you know what the Angel announcers think as they got into it as well. I don't think this is over. I thought, you know, come on, Judge is going to hit at least 55, maybe 60 home runs. But there were so many discussions on different shows throughout the whole day, morning show, night show, whatever, analytics, Brian Kenny, all this stuff, that I think he's got a shot here. The shutout against Toronto helps. And if he continues to hit home runs and he does it also with his arm, that he's got a good chance here.
Okay.
And Judge shouldn't be 1-10.
But
it's also very, it's very important where I think you're at and what, because you see, oh, come on, it's not even, these old school guys. I see this stuff on Twitter. It's Judge. It's not even close. Come on, look at this. But 62 is very important. What happens with Ohtani the rest of the way? But I have now changed that he shouldn't be, based on that whole discussion, he shouldn't be a 1-10 favorite.
It's also funny the way that Judge was running away with this thing. That's when the Yankees were blistering hot throughout. So they're telling us basically that they thought wins were going to mean something this year. Now they're not. It's funny, huh? Now the Yankees are winning so many games. It's like, uh-oh, this is live now. But overall numbers, the on-base Judge, 396, Ohtani 359. Slugging 661 to 523. Those aren't even close. Home runs 50 to 29. RBIs 102 to 73. Check that. That's run scored. RBIs 110 to 79. So he's destroying them on offense. The war on offense alone at Fangraphs is 8.1 for Judge compared to Ohtani 3.1. But if you go to pitchers on Fangraphs, we'll use their war on top of it. Ohtani, 128 innings pitched so far this year. He is tied for the third best war in the American League at pitcher. So if you combine the war at pitcher with his hitting, he gets very close to Judge. And then, so again, as I just told you, like the Judge offensive numbers, really, they blow Ohtani out of the water. But at what point does Ohtani trump Judge with the pitching? Again, yep. 128 innings. He's 11-8 for what that's worth. 12.4 Ks per nine. He's got a 2.67 ERA.
Top 12 in ERA, yep.
Yeah. His FIP is 2.59. Yep. His every single like underlying number, for the most part, kind of jumps off the page and says this guy is super elite as a starting pitcher.
Playing the role of spoiler, beating a lot of teams in the mix in September. Ohtani goes off. Yankees still win the division, but limp to the finish line, only win like 93 games. I think we have something here.
I mean, I got news for you right now. I'm comparing him to Dylan Cease and McClanahan. He's got a better WAR than both of those two pitchers. His ERA is a little bit higher than both, but he's got a better Ks per nine. He has a FIP that is better than both. I mean, it's just his numbers are comparable, like right there, if not better than two. Take away Verlander for a second. Than the two other guys at the top of the board to win the American League Cy Young. I think $9-$10 is a little nuts with Judge right now.
Okay, is there a path for McClanahan who goes today?
He needs
numbers are off the board.
You know
some
what he
spots,
needs today?
The Verlander news. Go ahead.
He needs a start like Alcantara over the weekend.
Yes,
that's what he needs.
Is that over now with the Gonsolin injury? Can he back his way into it?
Still Gonsolin?
Yes. If he only has two more starts left. Three more starts.
Implodes. It kills me what happened. It absolutely kills me.
Huh? How about the timing? Yep, 35-1 to 6-1. And he was right there for him yesterday. Yep, tough. But I still don't think we'll learn more on Verlander, but this, the McClanahan odds. I mean, he's been great the whole year.
He just
keeps dropping and dropping and dropping.
He had, when he was the favorite to win it, going back a month or 6 weeks, he had two bad starts in a row. And since then, Verlander has just been awesome.
Okay. NL MVP, call it over.
Call it.
All right. Again, only 550 at William Hill, but as high as 1,500 other spots.
Well, I want to have the ability to parlay these awards.
Yes. And plus 650 now to win the Triple Crown. Schwarber went deep. He's three back of Schwarber. He's tied in RBIs, and he has a comfortable lead with batting average. So good job by several books putting that up as well. And DraftKings, one of them, with Goldie to win the Triple Crown.
Do you want a piece of that?
I think he's got a shot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's also the schedule. Oh, the pitching he's going to see or lack thereof. They're playing bad teams, man, in September.
Yeah, and don't forget that Schwarber was recently ice cold in terms of home runs. So he can overcome three in a month. That can happen.
No problem.
But
I love the Pujols story. He hit another one last night. He needs six more for 700. And Pujols is 9-1 to hit 701. He's nine to one to hit exactly 700.
Okay.
He's plus 650 to hit 701 or more.
So that's, again, he's got a month here now. A little bit more than a month.
33 games, yes.
Are they going to go out of their way to play? If they have the division wrapped up.
Absolutely. And that's now, come on, now that's out of control, that price, with a six-game lead. Yes, absolutely. He is playing and the cookie factor. And the guys, hey, I appreciate everything you've done to the game. Here you go. Serve it up. Let's go.
Do you want to get completely nuts? I mean, off my rocker, this would blow away Salvador Perez last year, nuts.
What do you have? Let's hear it.
How about Albert Pujols to win the World Series MVP?
Is it offered?
I don't know if you can find it anywhere right now.
I'm sure. The guys dug it up already.
What would you take?
Their National League's $1.25, by the way.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys, for sending that in.
Give me
the National League to win the World Series.
I'll take a slice at 2,000-1.
All right.
I'd bet that.
All right.
You want to get just Looney Tunes time, right? Lock me up.
I'll ride with you, sure. After the Perez, you made me money with Perez, sure.
Put that on the board for In Pocket Place. Yeah. We'll go Pujols American
free
World Series.
Yeah. Evan Free Roll?
There you go. Yep. What we're betting today, In Pocket Plays, coming up here in Follow the Money. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. Take it, take it, take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1.
You're on.
Okay, so baseball bet here for me today. In pocket. Good music. I like it. Sounds
jam.
Fresh, upbeat, powerful. Zach Gallen since August 8th for the Diamondbacks. Four starts, 27-plus innings pitched, an ERA of 0. I know I'm buying high on him right now, but at plus money, Nola was great his last start, but he can be a little rocky once in a while. I'll go Gallen in the D-backs first five plus 120 today.
All right. They got me yesterday. I was shocked. Padres all over Rodon. Then had to hang on for dear life late. Padres win 6-5. He shut him out the last appearance, but it didn't go his way. So the Giants at home, a loser. And let's get nuts. Let's go Braves minus 2.5 runs. $1.10. Freed against Urena. I mean, it's like a 350 favorite for the game, but minus 2.5 runs. Urena's got an ERA of 6. Colorado's 19-42 on the road. Braves are mashing. They're 4-0 against Colorado this year. They're great at home. Sign me up. Burial tonight with the Braves. Week one plays Kansas City up to 3.5 at Arizona. And Miami, minus 140 on the money line against the very concerned about the Patriots. Very concerned. Go grab that $1.60, $1.70 for the Patriots to miss the playoffs. You see Belichick yesterday? Funny. The Boomer. I've never seen Belichick so excited when Berman walks in. Jets over, win total. Colts to win the division. Colts over as well. In pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern. BetRivers.com. Let me give you this, Dan Clark on Twitter. August 29, 2001. Serena Williams wins at U.S. Open. Pujols hits a home run. Vlad Guerrero Sr., Craig Biggio, and Dante Bichette all get a hit. August 29, 2022. Serena Williams wins at U.S. Open. Pujols hits a home run. Vlad Jr., Biggio and Bo Bichette all get a hit.
Get out of here.
Yeah. How good is that?
It's funny.
It's nutty.
It's funny you bring that up because when I was watching Serena a little bit last night, I couldn't help but think about what Pujols is doing right now.
Yeah.
Fair. It's a total long shot, but imagine if she puts together like a huge run here. That would be pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Same thing as Elva.
Fingers
right now.
Crossed. I don't think it's going to happen, but that would be something.
Yeah.
If she could make a deep run.
Yeah. I get a little.
Remember that year with Connors?
Connors, well, how can you not?
Out of there. It was just, right. Whoosh. That nut.
Five in a row.
Yeah. Shenanigans. Taking breaks all the time. New shoes. Trying to. Yeah.
He was pulling a Brian Kelly. I want every edge that I can possibly get.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, so if you missed any of the show today, any of the guests, we had Matt Eumanns talking college football bets, same with Paul Stone, and also Ben Lieber, who you're going to hear from in a second. All you have to do is go back and subscribe, follow, listen to the Follow the Money podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, and the VSiN pro tip this hour comes from the aforementioned Ben Lieber, former NFL player, now with KFan. And Paulie asked him about any concern with Tom Brady missing time, and he came over the top with this.
The biggest question mark is, and I'm sure you guys have talked about it, with offensive linemen. It's chemistry. It's, you know, Mark Schlereth even talked about it the other day. It's like, it's the one thing that everybody has to play in unison. And mm-hmm. It's so vital that everybody takes the right step at the right time. And you can't have a lot of weak links and you can't mess up on these plays as a unit. And with those guys missing so many offensive linemen, I think that's the biggest issue, because Tom, he needs a running game. He's got to have a running game. And no quarterback is successful, especially with his age and the way he's sort of statuesque. Any sort of inside pressure, it's over for him, you know?
Yep. That was our pro tip for the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every single day. And they're all available at VSiN.com, where you can sort through them by sport and by show. I mean, that's, again.
That's good, I know.
It's one right after another right now.
Hasn't been there. That's right. Yep. Boy, the news that's come down today. The Vikings just cut Kellen Mond.
That's actually not a surprise.
Yeah.
No, because.
Did not work out. I mean, Zimmer just ripping him after every preseason game or practice last year. And that was, yeah.
How bad of a look is that, by the way? That's a third round pick.
Yeah.
At quarterback, that's some pretty high draft capital on a guy that you already cut. He was drafted last year, yeah?
Third round pick, 2021?
Yeah, that's, yeah. Oh my, wow,
that's
what
it.
A whiff.
Wow. It was also more of like not knowing I think it was, if memory serves, it was like not picking up the playbook and other stuff or working hard. Drake, love the Drake, according to reports, going to sign with the Ravens. O.J. Howard was cut by the Bills. Josh Gordon was released. A lot of news coming
out. I didn't know Josh Gordon was still on a team.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right. Okay, again, the signs are there then. If the Ravens are going to go out and sign a running back who was on the street today, that tells you all you need to know about what they know regarding J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards injured still, and also going back to the Garoppolo thing, and Michael Lombardi, VSiN host, you can get the Lombardi line weekdays at noon Eastern, right here on VSiN. He's like, tells you all you need to know.
Yep.
Shanahan's aware.
Yes.
That if something, they're not exactly fully confident in Trey Lance. For them not to trade, they don't want to get rid of Garoppolo. They, you know, urged him to take less money. He did that. And another good point from Michael Lombardi earlier today with a tweet, basically saying, you know, I'm going to get it first before I actually paraphrase.
Well, I keep saying they're pot committed, but you gave up so much. But there's nothing wrong. There's no. You know, it's not like a Green Bay job where Love's a completely wasted pick at this point. But you give up so much for him. But it's like, okay, well, listen, you almost went to the Super. Should have gone to the Super Bowl last year. If next year is next year, fine. If he gets off to a slow start, you put Garoppolo back in there.
He said, if Jimmy G was always part of their plan to remain with the team, why didn't he practice with the team? Once again, the coverage is more damaging than the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
Well, they also thought there'd be a market, and that didn't happen. Waiting for an injury didn't happen. I thought that the Browns would play ball. The Seattle stuff, it just never. Baker going to Carolina. Carolina was a landing spot and an option, but the surgery just complicated things.
Yeah. What do you think of all that traction that Trey Lance had earlier in the offseason to win the MVP? People just taking stabs of them.
Yeah, it's they did the same thing last year. I thought it was ridiculous then. I think it's ridiculous now.
Yeah, I could not. At the current number, there's no way I could bet that. Not when you have...
The only thing that's... Sorry, the only thing... Go ahead.
No, no, I was just going to say, not when you have like 10 other quarterbacks who are already proven in this league that are around the same number. There's
The only thing that's worked out for him is a DB falls down and the wide receiver's wide open.
Yeah.
And he gets credit for the big salad, 5-yard pass. That's what it's been. Whether Madison expect to trade too.
That kid can play.
Yes.
He could be a nice addition. Right. He could, you know, be a second, a backup running back. Who knows? He could probably split carry somewhere else. But that, again, that kind of tells you, I think, what they think of some of the guys they brought in. Ben Lieber wasn't super high on guys like Ty Chandler, but Vikings clearly have to be. Because Madison can play. I mean, he's
Ball Charchian loves him, at least the signs were there that the Vikings loved him.
He did make a good point. Like, it's inevitable. Dalvin Cook's going to miss a couple games.
Yes, it will. Yes. Okay. Yes.
And when he did miss games in the past, Alexander Madison can, he filled in, like, effortlessly. I thought it was a very easy transition to go from Cook to that guy.
I am more excited for the Week 2 Thursday game than the opener.
Oh, I'm so, so stoked.
Bills Rams is good.
So stoked.
Chiefs Chargers, Week 2. Chargers got them last year.
Well,
should have swept them. See all this hype? Can the Chargers make the playoffs?
I think maybe to watch that game, probably. But in terms of betting it, remember last year, Super books were treating the opening game like the Super Bowl. They offered so many bets on that game, and they never really brought it back for every single Thursday night game. I mean, there were props up on that Thursday night game that we talked about, I think, for like 3 days in a row last year leading into it. It was awesome.
William Hill has squares up already for the game.
Oh, they've had it up since, I think, June.
How about that?
I'm not joking.
You want to get nuts? Huh? That is awesome. Squares. Primetime squares. Let's go. 7-0 Rams, 20-1. 7-0 Bills, 21-1. All right. There you go.
Week two more.
Degenerates paradise.
One. I think I probably, overall, I think I probably am as well. Although week one is just, that's a super sexy matchup too.
Good job by the league. Very good. Disappointed in the college schedule Thursday, Friday. Very disappointed.
Yeah.
What's the marquee game Friday?
You know what?
Is it TCU, Colorado? I mean, come on.
I mean, when you look at the schedule on Saturday, it truly is.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Clear your schedule.
Yes, it is.
Phones on silent. It's like all day long, nonstop.
Bad job Labor Day. Clemson, Georgia Tech? Come on. It'll be over in the second quarter.
Did you want LSU instead?
Yeah. That's a good game, son. That's fine. It's a better option. There's so many good games Saturday.
No, I know. They probably put the LSU game on Sunday night because it's Labor Day the next day and people are watching in New Orleans getting tanked.
Cincinnati, Arkansas should have been the Monday night game.
Oh, okay. I can get into that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have done that.
Did you bring this up on the air? Like Houston, San Antonio?
Very good game.
That's a very under the radar, like sneaky fun game to watch.
Yep. A lot of people think Houston's the best team on a non-power league.
I can't wait for Utah, Florida. I can't wait for Oregon, Georgia. Even if it's like 40-7, I just want to see what Georgia looks like again.
Buckeyes, yep.
Yep. That's it for us. Again, the podcast. Go check it out. Follow the money wherever you download. Subscribe to your podcast. Good luck with your bets tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Did you miss a VSiN show? We have multiple daily and weekly podcasts to keep you up to date on all the latest sports betting action. VSiN Best Bets bring you the highlights from our daily lineup of shows, including Follow the Money and A Numbers Game. Market Insights with Josh Applebaum gets you ready with the latest lines,
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.